Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about the draft.
We're getting you ready for round two of our NFL draft.
It's our day two coverage of the NFL draft. And Andy and Randy have you covered.
Live from the Ticketmaster studios at Falcons headquarters in Flowery Branch.
Tune in live or listen on the Odyssey app as Andy and Randy bring you up to date on round one and look ahead to our coverage of round two tonight. Our coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Lite time, Atlanta. Findlay Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence. Building successful partnerships. The K-Hall Law Group. You're the best part of what we do.
The 2024 NFL Draft plays here. Because our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Andy and Randy.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy coming to you live from Flowery Branch on the morning after the first round of the NFL Draft. Happy Hour Friday as well. A couple folks texted and said, tweeted and said, happy hour started last night for some Falcons fans. And I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. I imagine there were some bottles popped, maybe in celebration or maybe for other reasons last night after the pick was made. Said it yesterday, Randy.
Yep.
If they take a quarterback, I will be shocked.
Yep.
Well, I was shocked. They took a quarterback. Good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here, Andy Bucker. I think that the funniest thing about yesterday, and the reason I say funny, because I'm sitting there with my boy, my son, we're sitting there watching the draft, and we're just, he's like, Dad, who do you think they're going to pick? And I said, I think they're going to go defense, but I think they're probably going to move back. And then his little ass said, what if they take a quarterback? And I was like, I doubt it, son, but it'd be funny if they do. And I'll be doggone if they didn't take, if they took the quarterback at eight. Now, here's my thing, and I'm all trying to preface most of the stuff I say today as myself, because I can't, I know what's going on out there. I love the pick because I love the player. And that's why I say it like that. Now, I don't understand the pick because of whether you had the quarterback already. That's my biggest thing with that.
Right.
Is that you have Kirk Cousins. You gave him all this
the
money.
The pick by itself.
I love it.
In a vacuum.
Yes, I
with
love
no
it.
Other outside
yes.
context.
Yes.
Either from this offseason or the Falcons
yes.
in general.
Yes.
You love.
I love.
Now, that does that mean that Michael, if anyone picked Michael Penix anywhere, you
yes,
would love that?
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Penix is going to be a damn star.
Yeah.
This dude is – he has everything that you want in a quarterback.
He's a phenomenal player.
The injuries, I get it, I understand that. But my thing was the whole and I can only take a man for his word. And the explanation that they gave last night talking about Raheem and Terry, the future thing, the whole because of whatever, whatever. Okay, that's their explanation. I got to go with them because they know more than I do. But at the same time, it doesn't make sense to a lot of people why you would give Kirk Cousins. Now, you go back to the timeline. When you go out and get a Kirk Cousins, did you know you were going to go? Did you know you were going to draft Michael Penix? You know you had the eighth pick already.
Yeah.
But did you know you were going to pick a quarterback right there?
I doubt it.
Okay. Now you go, and then the whole contingencies of coaches don't go to a workout to see quarterbacks.
That's why I kept bringing it up.
You kept bringing it up.
I kept bringing
it
up. And everyone was like, I don't know. It's probably the smoke screen.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not. It wasn't a
– They all flew out there after his pro day to work him out.
Yes.
Just him.
Yes.
In front of all of them.
Yes.
And everyone – that's a fun – the NFL draft has tricked us into thinking that everyone's geniuses.
Yes.
When in reality, the track record of the NFL draft should tell us that almost no one is. But, like, everyone gets this weird – credit or assumption of being James Bond this time of year, when in reality they just flew out there because they wanted to work him out again because they really liked
him. The one we heard,
they really liked
the one we heard yesterday was, oh, they wanted to look at his receivers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what it
yeah,
was.
Right.
Yeah, that was that one.
But that's not real, though, because those guys weren't there. Those guys already worked out. Romo Dunze wasn't catching passes from him in that workout.
I understand.
Like, that wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yep.
everyone want because no one believed they were going to take him at number eight. So everyone had to come up with all of these different reasons why you would do that. Oh, it's just a genius smokescreen. Oh, you just fly out to the Pacific Northwest in late March because it's so beautiful out there
well,
this time
of year.
Well,
you said the salmon's good that time of year?
Well, yeah, you can have the salmon flown out here, though, if you got a private jet. No, man, they went out there because they really, really liked him, and that's why it kept standing out to me as weird because teams don't do that. Now we know why they did it, because they – had already fallen in love with him or they were in the process of falling in love with him or whatever it was. The problem is they just got married about a month before that. I think that's a very good analogy. I was racking my brain trying to come up with what this is, if there's an analogy for it, some sort of financial investment analogy. I couldn't come up with one that's appropriate for signing a quarterback for $100 million. And by the way, I think most people know the timeline of Kirk Cousins' contract, but if you don't, it's $100 million guaranteed, all of which are guaranteed in the first 3 years.
Right.
The first 2 years are $45 million each, and then the third year is $10 million.
Correct.
So at the very least, you're intending on Kirk Cousins being the quarterback for the next 2 years.
Right.
You're not going to eat $45 million if you don't have to.
Right.
Like, that's not something that you want to do. And in reality, they want Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback for the next 3 years. The weird part about it, there's so many weird parts about it, and there's so many things to get into.
Right.
The weird part about it is you're almost saying now, like, no matter how good Kirk Cousins is, we're moving on after 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, what if they actually do the thing they've never done?
Right.
Like, what if they win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins in one of the next 3 years?
Okay.
See ya? Like, what if he's really good?
Well, hold on. Let's go back to what you just said. If they win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, isn't that a good thing?
Of course it is.
Okay, then.
Of course,
what does it matter if they get Michael? Because you know what Michael Penix, you know what, in this today and age of football, what they can do with Michael Penix is trade him. Because we've seen it before.
Yeah, but not for a first round
pick. But the thing about it is, if you win a Super Bowl, why the hell do you care?
No, you're not. Of course.
Yeah, if your scenario works out, which it probably won't.
Of course it won't. That's why it doesn't matter. Do not go down the path of that, because you're right. Of course. I'm not going to sit here and, like, we had somebody say, if they win a Super Bowl, then I'm not going to celebrate it because of this. Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
If this ends up being that, then they got it right, and amen.
Yep.
Amen, hallelujah.
Right.
But the chances of that are very slim because they've never won a Super Bowl before, and they've had a better quarterback before, and they didn't win a Super Bowl with him either.
Yep.
And this guy's pretty good, and hopefully they'll win a bunch of games with him, but that's probably not what it is. To me, it's just one small part of the philosophy of this that doesn't make a ton of sense is, okay, I get you want to be ready for what's next. And maybe Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota scarred them so badly that they said never again.
Right.
We'll never find ourselves in a situation again, no matter what happens, to not have competent quarterback play at this level, which, again, is fine. The problem is that you just did all of that this offseason to address that problem. You have a lot of other problems as well, but you went back to that same problem and addressed it again for something that ideally won't even take place for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah,
that's the problem that I have with it.
And you spent the first round
draft pick on a guy last night that best-case scenario won't play until 2027.
And that is the issue right there. Because
that's
like
flawed.
I think Michael Penix, like I said, is going to be a star. I know he don't want to sit for 2 years. You know what I mean? And before, and I know it's already been out there, so I'll debunk that. That mentor – I almost cursed. That mentor crap, go kick rocks with it. It does not happen. Kirk Cousins is not going to put his arm around Michael Penix. Come on, Mike, let's go watch the match. This does not happen in the NFL. So for all the people, well, he can learn from Kirk. No, it's Raheem and his coaching staff job to get that young man, not Kirk Cousins.
Well, he can learn.
Kirk,
but it's not Kirk's job.
It's not Kirk's job.
Do that.
But people think it's Kirk's job. No, it's not.
Yeah, you also don't pay a guy $100 million
to be a mentor.
You pay him $100 million to win Super Bowls.
To win games.
Yeah.
And win Super Bowls. Now, I throw the biggest thing, and we talked all week after we had Emory Hunt on, and he was talking, and it goes every single year. There's that one freaking page of people that everybody sees, and those are the best players in this whole draft. There are so many freaking starting impact players left in this draft that the Falcons, that are all in the area where they pick at 43. There's so many of them. They can still go get a pass rush. They can still find a court. There are so many good players still sitting there waiting. The first defensive player, as much as people said the Falcons needed a defensive player, went six picks afterwards. So that kind of lets you know that where teams were leaning anyways for these defensive prospects. But that's the thing that's going to that irritates everybody is, why did you do that? I understand why they went and got Kirk Cousins at the beginning. Understood?
Yeah, of course.
Because they need that. Now you come back to this, and then you can go back, well, why did they trade back? I'm sure their phone was ringing off the damn hook for that number 8 pick. I know for a fact it was ringing off the hook for the number 8 pick. But I ain't going to let you fleece me for the number 8 pick either. Just because I don't want to – just because there's a defensive player that I want. But I'm sitting here at 8. I'm not going to let you just take advantage of me just because you think I'm desperate. I'm going to take the player that I want to take because a lot of people – and this is an old-school mentality of thought process. You draft the quarterback when you want to, not when you need to. That's the old-school thought process of all this, especially when you got an aging quarterback. And I don't want to call Kurt aging yet.
They just signed him. He hasn't played a game yet.
And that's where I'm going back to. But he hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't make any sense. If Kurt was – if this was – hey, if Kurt was had a season under his belt –
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, then maybe.
But he just got here.
He hasn't even played yet.
He ain't practiced yet. He's still rehabbing.
Yeah, he's still rehabbing.
Yeah.
His Achilles that he blew out.
Yeah.
He gave $100 million anyway, which is a whole nother thing.
Whatever. I thought we passed that one. We passed that one?
No, okay. Because he hasn't played yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm talking about the contract because we're still on that.
All of it. I mean, it all comes rushing back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When you draft Michael Penix at number 8.
When you just got over the fact that you just paid a 36-year-old quarterback.
Here's the thing.
And now you draft his replacement.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. In 3 years. Hopefully. Here's the other thing. You feel like Michael Penix will probably be a star in the NFL.
I do.
Who knows?
I do.
I do, too. Who knows? There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe down the road that'll happen. Maybe it won't. He's not going to be the starting quarterback this year.
He is not.
And they didn't get anyone in the draft last night that's going to help them this year. All of those things are true. The problem, one of the many problems that they have with this and trying to sell this is track record. You're talking about there being really good pass rushers available today and tomorrow. They have no track record of finding any of them.
Yes.
Hopefully they do. Hopefully this will be the first time they draft a pass rusher that comes in and does anything.
Yes.
But they haven't done it yet.
No.
So that's a hard sell for Falcons fans to be like, yeah, just wait. They'll get that guy in the second round like they did in the past.
Right.
No, they haven't. They've never done that before. They haven't been able to find that. Yeah, I mean, they can talk about planning for the future and wanting to have that in place. And I see all the people like, yeah, it will be fun to watch Penix throwing to Pitts and London and Mooney. Those guys might not even be here
right
by the time he starts a game.
Yep.
Like,
and if it don't go right, Raheem and Terry won't be here.
And that's the thing about
it. They might.
That's
not,
the thing about it that floors me.
Exactly.
Is like you got a lot of nerve talking about 2027.
Yep.
When you haven't made the playoffs in 6 years, you've been the general manager of the team 3 consecutive years and haven't had a winning record, and the head coach just got fired this offseason. You know what happens next?
Right.
Is you get fired.
Yes.
If they don't win.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I'm
that's what I'm saying. You drafted this young
everyone
quarterback.
Everyone needs to be planning for their own future.
That if it don't go well, you won't get to see him play.
But you don't get to have a Roth IRA if you live in Section 8 housing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You got rent due on Friday.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's what they are, by the way. Like, we're not – that's the other thing that just absolutely blows my mind about this is the example of the Packers or the Chiefs.
Yes. Don't do that.
Do you know that they're not them?
Yes. I don't think they do.
We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Do you know that? Like, not the Green Bay Packers. We're also talking about – no offense to him. He's a good quarterback, and I'm glad they got him.
He's a good quarterback. He ain't a great quarterback.
We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
We're talking about Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
It's
now,
not the same
now,
thing.
Because if you're telling me Kirk's going to go win the MVP this year, okay, cool.
Again.
Nothing that says he
they
is.
Were allowed to make those decisions because of the past.
Yes.
There's nothing in the past here that allows you to make
those decisions. Well, they're making a new one. It's a new regime, Andy. They
can't make a new past.
They're making it. That's what they're trying to do. This right here tells me they're trying to make a new past.
They're trying to make a new future.
Whatever that
the
means.
The problem is that they don't know what their past is.
Yep, but again.
The Falcons, Falcons have had an identity crisis for a decade.
Well, hey, we're still going to have to, you know, go through it with them, right? Because of the fact that we cover this team, we watch this team, we want this team to do well.
Oh, of course.
My thing is like – the way they were constructed before yesterday doesn't make me think any less that they should not win the South and continue and win a playoff game in all those.
Yes, teams. But they're the only team last night that didn't do anything to get better next year.
How do we know those teams are better than they are? Because of a pick that we have not seen? You just said we ain't seen them on the field. We ain't seen these boys play.
But they will play.
That's true.
They might have gotten worse.
They might have gotten worse.
They might have.
They might have gotten worse.
The Falcons didn't do either. They didn't get better or worse.
We're on the same page on that.
They
But that's stayed what I'm the saying. Same. They stayed the same. And but, the same. But the thing about it is they the got same. More freaking picks.
I know.
They got more picks. Stop damn looking at the one page. They got more picks today to get this team better.
But we're not. We're talking about last night.
I know we're talking about last night, but you want to talk about the future? Think about the bigger picture. There are more picks to come today.
I'm not talking about the future because I don't know what the future holds.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the past.
But you're up here sitting already talking about it's not going to work or nothing like that.
I didn't say it wouldn't.
Then what are you saying then?
I'm saying I'm with you. You don't have a track record of it working.
We all understand
in order to
that.
Justify
but then
doing
you're going to sit by there and do it. Then why cover or watch the games?
Oh, I mean, of course. I can't control what happens.
Right.
All I could do is talk about what they've done and forecast what will happen. Like, I don't, you know. I mean, them being good doesn't determine our job security.
That is true.
Thank God. Thank God. All right. We'll come back. Thanks for being with us. It's a happy hour Friday on Sports Radio 92.
Let's go get a damn drink.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back now to Andy and Randy and our continuing NFL draft coverage.
Live from the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons headquarters in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
Well, I think just, you know, you look at, you can say third, fourth round pick, if there's somebody you really believe in the third or fourth round, but you can see six quarterbacks went in the first round. There's a reason. It's not easy. It's not easy to do in terms of this position finding. And you can, when you really study the drafts and study the history, there's years that there's a couple. And so when you look at really the history, so at the end of the day, if you believe in a player at that position, because if we're all sitting here a few years from now, whenever it is, and this guy's playing pretty good for somebody, regardless of the situation, regardless of, you sit back and look back, then and we pass him up. You can't do that. If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's just as simple as if you see a guy that you believe in at that position, you have to take him.
Yeah, I mean, he's right about that. If they don't ever see Michael Penix, that means everything's going good. That means there's some good stuff going. That means Kurt is winning games. Yeah. That means they're contending and all those different things. Yeah. I believe that because that's why you – and I'm only going to use the Green Bay for this analogy because that's what they do because they have great quarter. Kurt is – like you just said, Kurt is not Aaron Rodgers. Never will be. We'll never be confused with. Only thing they have in common, they play damn division at the same time.
And they don't like vaccines.
And they don't like vaccines, that too. But I think that, you know, when you – The tone and everything that they talked about, that's the vision that they had is trying. That's what I. That's the only reason that I would look at it why they picked number nine. Picked number nine at 8. All right, that's the only reason because that
might
the,
not mean number nine. By the way,
who's
he was
nine?
Rondale Moore. He was here first.
Oh yeah.
I did. I was talking to one of the PR guys
okay.
about they're working on it.
Okay. Okay.
We don't know. We don't know what number.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when you look at this pick, when they took this pick, that's what they're envisioning. All right, as mad and understandably mad.
They're envisioning
long-term. They're envisioning right now that they're going to have great quarterback play here for the length of how Matt Ryan was here. You anticipate 2 to 3 years with Kurt, and then when Michael Penix gets his run, because a lot of people are saying, well, his age. He plays the most protected position in the game with the most longevity in the game nowadays outside of a kicker and a long snapper.
But I'll tell you one thing.
And a punter.
He's not going to get hurt the next couple
exactly.
of years.
Exactly. So you got to worry about that.
Actually, you know what? Hang on. Let me knock on wood. It is the Falcons.
Come on.
Michael Penix.
But, I mean, that's what he's saying.
Non-football injury.
What he's saying, this is what I was last night when I'm sitting there like, okay, they're half. This is how they're envisioning. And also, you look at it from a standpoint of the organization, the owner, and everything like that. He had a consistent thing for a decade and some change. A consistent play at that position.
Yes.
And as soon as he left, it fell off.
Yep, that's right.
And then he's like, okay, whatever we do, we cannot go back to that again.
Yep, and I think more than anything, that's what this
is. We cannot go back to that.
I think this is 3 years now, because even like the final year of Matt, was Matt was declining, and obviously the weapons around him were bad and all that kind of stuff. This is now 3 years of just unacceptable quarterback play.
You can't,
following over a decade of really solid to above average, even MVP level at a time quarterback play, and the owner of the franchise said, all right, so in order for us to be good, we have to make sure we take care of that position above all else. The problem is they already did that. Like last month, they just paid a whole bunch of money to take care of that position. Hopefully, I mean that's the thing. There's no guarantee about any of this. The main difference in these examples is the teams that made these decisions had quarterbacks in place that they had already had success with. Like Aaron Rodgers, when they drafted Jordan Love, and the Packers were coming off back-to-back 13-3 seasons.
Off.
Yeah, of course he was. Okay, but, and we'll get to that.
But hold on.
Because I don't think this guy's all that happy about it either.
Before you go on the Aaron, Aaron had his worst 2 years prior to that.
Prior to the love.
His play was not where it needed to be, where we're used to it, Aaron Rodgers.
The team was good.
But the team was good.
And he was
still
Aaron
playing. That was the thing I know that people were trying to explain. Like, you look at where his 2 years previous to Jordan Love were not Aaron Rodgers like, so they kind of looked at it as,
and then they got him,
and then they got him,
and then he came right back. Maybe that'll motivate Kirk Cousins to take his game to the next level.
Yeah,
that part of it I hadn't thought of. Yeah. I hadn't thought of the fact that it motivated Aaron Rodgers to get back.
But again, let's not confuse it.
No,
that's Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
He was an MVP. he was an MVP. He was a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
When he retired.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
The other many other differences. One of the other differences is, they took Jordan Love at the back end of the first round. They didn't take him
number eight. Yep.
They take him eighth overall.
That is right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
The same thing with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes is they were coming off back-to-back 11-5 seasons with Alex Smith.
Yep.
Alex Smith is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but they were winning with him.
Right.
They traded up to 10 to get him. They were already a good team. Like, we're not talking about a team that was in desperate need of other stuff. Like, the Falcons have one of the things we talked about all week leading into last night was, what do you need from this draft bottom line?
Right.
And it was two starters in the first 2 days, right?
Well, yeah.
And they might
still. What if they get two starters today?
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's still 2 days.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great. And here's the thing, like, time can eventually make this acceptable.
Right.
Like, if Kirk Cousins plays awesome and you win with him for a couple of years, and then age does what it does to everybody, and you have Penix in place, and he comes in and plays awesome and all of that. But that still doesn't mean that people that don't like what they did last night are wrong.
No, it's
because
not. It definitely is.
They didn't address a need last night.
It
and that's the thing
not.
About all it the other teams. There's no guarantee about anything that happened in the first. Caleb Williams might suck.
Yep.
Caleb Williams might be Jamarcus Russell. I don't think he is.
Right.
But he might be.
Right.
But at least they addressed a need.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they used
the top 10 pick to address a need.
And you're absolutely correct on the need part. But yet again, there are other picks.
Yeah.
If this was the only pick they had tomorrow, I might come in like, God. But I know it's not.
Right.
And I know they still have. And I understand, you know, when we were talking before me, because Turtle's up here, A's back in the studio, we were talking about the pick part about it is as far as the impact of, hell, every year. On every single team, damn near, there's a second-round starter. There's a third-round starter. There's a fourth-round starter. There are. It's just not always the first-round guys. Now, understand, those are the guys you know. Again, that's the sheet that you see every day. Mel's big board. He does 32 damn players, knowing damn well there's 300 players that are going to get drafted. But people always focus on that because it's right there in your face. And this is our sport, and we start as soon as the damn Super Bowl over. Talking about this, and there was names and there was a position that they still need, of course. I'm not blind to it. They need an edge rusher and they need a starting corner, which is I just wrote a list down of players who are all day one starters who can be picked today. It's like,
will you go tell them?
Yeah.
Will you go tell them who they are?
Yes.
Because they don't do it right normally.
Yes. Yes.
Because they're going to make the picks.
Yes.
But history tells us those guys aren't going to be very good. I can't, I don't know what's going to happen, of course.
Do you think, Do you just think it's a – because it's, I understand when you, they've had two general managers since we've been working together. They have Thomas and they've, now you got Terry. Is it more or less you're looking at it from a standpoint of the building that we're in as far as the Falcons just – it's not going to be well, or are you looking at it from a standpoint of the person who's picking the picks, making the picks?
There's a constant, right?
And it's always –
it's not the building. I don't blame this building. Yeah, I think the brick and mortar probably right. is, looks like a pretty nice room.
Right.
I think that the philosophy employed by the man in charge is flawed.
Okay.
And continues to be. And here's what I'm – and I could be wrong about this, but this is just sort of my dime store psychological evaluation of what I see, of the way that this franchise has and is being run. You've got an owner that sees other franchises run incredibly successfully
right.
and likes how they do it and then views that as the blueprint and then tries to copy it. For a long time, it was the Patriots.
I agree.
And they damn near did it. Like, that was the right way to do it, right? Like, get the quarterback, build around him, try to keep some continuity between quarterback, coach, offensive staff, whatever. I know that there was a lot of turnover with the offensive staff. But, yeah, I mean, that was it. They hired all the personnel people they hired were from New England. It's pretty well-worn territory that Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft have a good relationship, and he looks up to him as an owner in the
right.
league. Okay, so they try to do that. Didn't work quite. So sure. go the other route. All right, now we're going to do the well, the Rams just went out there and got a free agent quarterback and won immediately. Let's go get Deshaun Watson. We'll just do – oh, dang it. We struck out on that
right.
one. You know what? The Seahawks won a bunch with a third-round quarterback. Cheap, built around him. Let's be those – that didn't work. All right, let's be the Packers now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's – no, just – figure out who the Falcons are,
right.
and then be that.
How did
There's no such thing as a one blueprint.
Uh-huh.
And I think we talk about this all the time with the Falcons and the Hawks. And those franchises have an unfortunate number of things in common. One of them being they view a blueprint elsewhere
right.
and be like, oh, we'll just do that.
So what's the
That's
blueprint?
Not the way
what's
works.
The blueprint here then? That they had the most success.
Yeah, draft a quarterback. And build around
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, they're viewing that, but they're putting their plan 2 years in advance. Two years away, I should
yeah.
say. That's that because I'm with you on that. Absolute. When the Falcons had their most success and their best success, they were mostly with homegrown guys.
Yeah,
they're mostly
and that's
homegrown
true
guys.
Of almost every
yes,
team.
They're mostly homegrown guys, and then you add sprinkle things in there to your homegrown guys to get you to where you are. And like you said, that's how a lot of it is around this league.
Yeah, that was the best era of Falcons
yes.
football. When
yes.
you drafted the guy early,
yes.
you had him, you built with him,
yes.
you grew with him, all that kind of stuff. Ups and downs. Still wasn't great. You still only made the playoffs 6 out of 14 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, back to the big picture. Guy in charge, like, the best era is 6 out of 14.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're talking
yes.
about. That's why it's not the Packers. That's why it's not the Chiefs. That's why you got to focus on who these guys are and what they're doing. And I don't know. The other thing that makes me mad is, like, Michael Penix is my favorite guy. It's my favorite
him.
Player.
I think so.
It's my favorite player.
He's a black left-handed quarterback.
I wish it was just, hell
hey,
yeah, Michael
black,
Penix.
Yeah.
Instead, it's 35 minutes of, well, and this. And all of that is right,
right.
too. Like,
yeah.
this is not I wish it was just, yeah, man.
Hey, again. One thing that we do, we don't tell nobody how to feel. Feel how you want to feel. If you want to be mad, please be mad.
Oh.
All right? And I know y'all, I know they are out there mad.
They are.
They are very, very mad. All right? I understand that.
You want to talk to them?
Oh, yeah. Of course I want to talk to them.
404-726-0929. The phone lines are open. We're going to get the phone lines open every hour.
I wonder if one of these coaches got a lick cap yet.
Here's my caveat for the phone calls, okay?
What's
my
that?
Caveat for all the people dialing 404-726-0929. Only good calls. Okay? No bad ones. Promise? We promise? We promise. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a draft night in the ATL.
And Andy and Randy are here to break down last night's draft coverage and get you ready for round two tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday. Same rules apply, by the way, even though we're broadcasting live
yeah.
from Flowery Branch. At some point, we'll get ready for tonight, too. You know, they got two
yeah,
picks
man.
Today. We'll get
yeah.
ready for that. But we also got to deal with what happened last night. We'll get out to the phone lines as well in just a minute. A couple of other things just to mention, because there's like 50 different storylines regarding what the Falcons did last night.
All right.
I do just want to say again that I'm very excited for Michael Penix. I love him. He's one of my favorite college football players of all time. And I'm looking forward to interviewing him. That was my response to everybody that texted me last night. They're like, what the hell are the Falcons doing? Like, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to interviewing Michael Penix, telling him thanks.
Dude, I got so many – because, you know, my phone was – I had left my phone yesterday with people at Apple to fix it. So I was without my phone yesterday and went and picked up this morning, and it's still doing the same thing. So –
your phone's broken.
I got Apple Care, so I'm getting me a new damn phone. Even though it's going to be free, I still ain't getting no number phone. But, the promotions of football teams and their football fans is so different than any other sport. For some reason.
It's also the reason why the NFL is a $20 billion industry and no other league is.
Exactly. And again, the calls we're about to get to you. We understand the emotions that y'all are going through.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't
blame or nothing.
And we'll talk through all the stuff you're talking about. One of the things, though, that has come up a couple of times is the idea that perhaps the draft pick of Penix last night at 8 was in some way getting ahead of penalties that are coming down the line next year.
Did somebody actually, a human, suggested that to you?
Not only has it been humans, I actually saw actual NFL analysts talking about this. I'll just say two things about that. The first one being that if you're going to try to address future losses of draft picks, the most logical thing to have done would have been to trade back and acquire more draft picks, right?
Ding, 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 ding.
That would have been the most logical thing to do. The second thing, and again, I don't think that's what they're doing, but had it been what they were doing, I would really have an issue with is so wait a minute. So you're going to do that now to address this other thing you screwed up also. So now you have two of these guys because you're going to – no way.
No
way.
It's happy hour Friday. I'm going to be nice today.
No, don't.
Yeah, I'm going to be nice.
No, don't.
No. I don't want to insult nobody.
Well, because this is not just BJ on Twitter.
Right.
This is actual, NFL network people that are like, well, the Falcons are going to be sanctioned. Or I don't sanction. That's college. They're going to be penalized next year.
What up?
Hey, there's Raheem Morris. You want to put a headset on? Come in. No? All right.
Yeah, we talk about
this. Raheem's going to get a workout.
Man. Let's listen to the people.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to the people.
Let's start with Mr. Jones in Atlanta. Hello, Mr. Jones.
You knew I couldn't wait to call in. Y'all thought I forgot? You thought I thought about the file? And again, man, You know I couldn't wait to call y'all. Randall, what's up, my boy?
Hey, what up, my guy?
Y'all boy do what I do now. Y'all boy do it well now. Y'all do the unthinkable. You hear me? Y'all do what the Falcons do best. Y'all ain't been talked about this much on national TV since y'all lost the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Boy, look at here. You know what I mean? Hey, just make sure y'all pull up on your boy. I'm serving barbecue Falcon meat later on during the season.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know that wasn't right. You know, I know, and obviously the American people know that wasn't right. But it's only right in the Falcons' eyes. Can y'all say it with me?
All right, Mr. Jones. Now, he's right. This is the most the Falcons have dominated national headlines in a while.
Right.
It's a while. They are the they're the story of the draft last night.
Yep.
Is that good?
No.
No. I don't think so.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. But all that other stuff I don't subscribe to. Jeremy is in Stone Mountain. Hello, Jeremy.
Come on, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
First of all, I just want to say thank God for the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos. If the Falcons and the Hawks could get that dude on the payroll as a consultant, I think that would be wise. That dude just gets it. As far as the pick – you know, I understand it in terms of a theoretical, abstract kind of thing. But once you make that pick and you make it a reality, you make more questions than answers. Because let's say Michael tears it up in preseason and we start the season off, 1-4, 2-5. You don't think that's going to be right for a QB controversy right off the bat? I do. The league loves the QB controversy.
Yep.
It just seems I don't like the pick, but I'm trying to rock with it, trying to get to understand it. But it just seems like it creates way more questions than answers.
Jeremy, thank you.
Appreciate it, Jeremy.
That's true. I mean, the Falcons had a low-budget quarterback controversy last year with Ritter and Heinicke. Uh-huh. You just drafted a guy in the first round, and he's right. Like, if Cousins struggles, that's what everyone's – even if it wasn't Michael Penix,
uh-huh.
if it was anyone. I mean, the starting quarterback struggles, the backup quarterback's the most popular guy. When the backup quarterback is the first top 10 draft pick who just played in the national championship game,
right.
and everyone wants to see play, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do. You kind of
– Yeah, I mean, obviously that, but
you
know,
you
my thing – I don't believe in that right now, where they stand pat the way they do, because of the fact is that I'm trying to wrap my head around Kirk Cousins' career. Really don't. He's just consistent. You know what I mean? Like, he don't really get booed a lot because of his plays bad. He gets booed for dumb plays he does in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he's just a consistent guy.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be – now, it's a different scenario. He's coming off
of
injury and all those different things, but obviously that's the first thing a lot of people are referring to is the quarterback controversy. How does Kirk Cousins feel? How would this affect him going forward? Kirk is a freaking professional football quarterback that's been playing for 12 whatever years. I don't give a damn about your feelings, and he knows that. One thing I believe about Kirk, he's a professional. And he knows this is his job. And getting your feelings about your job, about them drafting somebody, he'll kick damn rocks.
Yeah, and I don't think that he will.
He'll
again,
kick damn rocks.
This is just sort of another one of these tangent points about last night is I didn't expect to be coming in this morning and saying, Kirk Cousins is a consummate professional.
Me and you both.
Because had they drafted literally any other position, you'd say, I think Kirk's going to be fired up about this. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely
the other part of it is.
Tell me, there's no position in football that if they draft your position, especially in the first round, you're like, hell yeah, man.
No.
Not one.
But there's also
no other
position in football.
Not
that
one.
Just got $100 million guaranteed to him last month.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But still.
Yeah, even
ain't
if.
Ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, even if like Jamar or whoever, any of these top receivers that have all this guaranteed money, they're still like, all right, what do you think you need that guy
but,
for?
But the thing you about it is, it's different because it's only one quarterback. He plays multiple receivers.
Of course.
But at the
it's
same
different
time,
for a lot of reasons.
But the thing about it, the receiver ain't sitting there like, you know, I don't. They just go
yes,
back
but
to
that's why it's different.
All that other
that's
stuff.
Of course why it's different, and that's also why you get the questions of and the information last night of yeah, Kirk didn't have any idea this was going to happen.
Yeah.
They called him when they were on the clock, and they're like, "Okay, he's not super excited about it."
Why would he be?
He left Minnesota in part because they were going to draft a quarterback this year, and he was like, "Well, why don't I go? Let's go someplace else that's kind of trying to win right now, as opposed to planning for my replacement." And then he came here, and the first thing they did after they gave him $100 million, by the way, which is why I don't think anyone is crying tears.
Kirk wanted security. He
and
wanted
he got
that
it.
Extra year.
And he got
and
it.
And he got it.
And he got it.
Yeah.
But then they did do the exact thing that he kind of didn't want to
exactly.
have happen to him in Minnesota. Chris, oh, no, sorry. Derek is in Alpharetta. Hey, Derek.
Unprecedented times, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I am 100% with Michael Penix Jr. I'm smoking the Michael Penix Jr. pack. Good for that, man. Good for everybody that got drafted in the first round last night. Like, I'm not going to get down with all this hate that everyone's spewing on Terry Fontenot either. Good for Terry Fontenot for drafting Michael Penix Jr. Good for Terry Fontenot for taking in Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback. Honestly, in the NFL, look around. He's a great quarterback. It's a good Friday. I'm sharing, like, nothing but love. Like, no hate at all. And I just think that everyone needs to really calm down and get away from all this hate because everyone's just going to be spewing nothing but hate, and they're really not looking at the bigger picture here. The Falcons are better. Top 10 defense last year.
No, they weren't.
Cousins.
Well, they weren't the top 10 defense last year, but.
Derek,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the sentiment of love.
I like Derek.
And
I
support the sentiment
yes.
of love. I don't think anyone's. Like, well, some people probably are. Certainly we're not hating anything. I'm just pointing out some of the logical flaws of doing what they did last night is all, given the current state of the team and the recent history
How
of the
do you
team.
Think – okay, let's – okay, because we got 2 more hours in the show, but we'll be back Monday, God willing. How do you think – would your perception be different after the draft if they go pick 2 more starters?
I don't know, but how do I know if they're going to be starters?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because that's – you know my sentiment. If you're first, second, third, fourth round, you should be a starter.
Right.
That's my opinion on everything.
Sure.
On everything.
Sure. But they just drafted a guy in the first round that's
not
going to
start.
Be.
But this is them saying this has never been this. But this is nothing new. That's my thing. If this would have been the first time, the only thing new about this is because you brought in a new quarterback. But other than that, you've seen first round quarterbacks be drafted and by other teams, and they have a veteran, established veteran, or somebody on the team.
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally. But we have seen it. That's what I'm saying. My biggest issue with that occasion is look who the quarterbacks were. Now, I think Kirk Cousins is better than Alex Smith.
Okay.
He ain't better than Aaron Rodgers. And I'm just giving those examples as far as young
quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith are kind of – they're comparable.
They're comparable.
Yeah.
Okay.
No? Okay.
Okay. But
Alex did a lot of winning, but he was on a lot of good teams.
But he was a lot of good teams, exactly. Yeah. And so when you go what's going forward, we're here with the Falcons. I mean, they still have an opportunity to go out and get the impact players that they need. And it's the truth, though. That's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying this ain't the only pick they have. And if you look at all these good players, because you want to go by the names that people know all the time, they're still out there. They're still out there, and they all are at a position of need for where the Falcons draft.
Yeah, and I mean, I think everyone's on the same page.
And there's a dog. There's a dog there too. They come in and be a day one starter corner.
Who?
Kamari Lasky.
Oh, Kamari. Okay, yeah.
Hold on.
Great. Yeah, I think it's his microphone.
Oh, I was like, who the?
I think Chris's microphone is on.
I'm like, who the hell is? Who the,
I know. Who the, oh, I know. I was trying to figure out, was it you? Like.
I was like, that's my nose whistling.
Yeah,
there?
I think Chris's microphone is on. If we don't need his microphone on. I sound like Chris is walking up a flight of stairs
like,
or
what
something.
Because
I was like, is Randy exhausted right now? What's going on? Yeah, no, turtle's up here with us, and he's got his headsets on, and I think his microphone is on as well. So we'll get that turtle after the break. But I was doing the same thing. I was like, is that listener breathing really hard? Like, what's happening?
Like he's stalking his phone call.
And then I literally held my breath for 10 seconds because I thought it was me, and then I was like, was that Randy? But then it wasn't because you were talking. I was like, yeah, no. Anyway, this hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Should we get to another call or two here, Abe, or do we need to get to a break? I know we're kind of coming up close to it. One more. Okay, we'll talk to Jason, who's in Gwinnett. Hello, Jason.
Guys. I was blown away, 100%. I don't have a problem with Michael Penix Jr. Definitely not in a second or third round pick. No problem. I saw a little bit of him and all the tools and everything. That's great. But the feeling that I had last night was that was the most 28-3 move the Falcons could have made for this offseason.
My man.
Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate it, bro.
Now, again, Michael Penix is a first-round quarterback. Michael Penix is going to get drafted in the top 10, whether the Falcons.
I got a couple him against Michigan. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Michigan was the best team in the country.
Yeah, okay.
They did that to a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah.
Watch him against Texas.
Okay.
Or against Oregon.
Okay.
Or against USC.
The dude is a freaking baller.
He's a first-round quarterback.
Yes.
And if you look at all the reports last night, there were teams calling the Falcons to try to get that pick to take Penix. Like, there were other teams that wanted to take him at 8. The Saints wanted him. I believe the Raiders were a team that were interested in him, potentially trading up with the Falcons.
They
ain't going to
give him the Saints. Well, they would never trade with the Saints.
Never in a million years.
Never.
They're not the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
they're not the Bills who are going to make a trade with the Chiefs and allow them to go get the fastest receiver in the draft.
No, I forgot the Buffalo Bills. Who was it? Was the Bills that gave Kansas City to pick Patrick Mahomes?
Did they do that? Because they gave him the pick yesterday to pick Patrick Mahomes' new favorite receiver.
Don't call me. Because I know that Andy had to come get Pat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember who they traded with.
Traded with Buffalo? I think they might have traded with Buffalo to go get. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. All right. 1 hour in the books. It is, again, a happy hour Friday. Send us pictures of whatever it is that you're drinking, and I'm sure many of you are. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour, and we're going to keep the phone lines open a ton today as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.